What do you do when trials hit? Do you seek the Lord alone, or do you seek to fix the trial? Do you seek to prevent it from happening? Do you seek man's help? Seek the Lord alone. Turn to seek the Lord. And seek Him with those of like mind. Seek Him with those who are following the Lord. Seek Him who will seek with you.
Thanks for joining us for this Thursday edition of Equipping the Saints, featuring the Bible teaching of Greg Lundstedt, pastor of Equipping Bible Church in Greer, South Carolina. And Greg, today we'll finish our look at what are we to do when we are blindsided by our opposition.
Indeed we will, Dave. So let's get right to our passage and turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20.
Thanks, Greg. Now, today's message is one you'll want to share with a friend. Just tell them to visit etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. They'll find today's broadcast as well as a host of other archived broadcasts waiting there for them. Our web address again is simply etsradio.org. Now, let's join Greg for today's message.
We're tempted there. We go into it. We're not those who are seeking the Lord. We're just powerless. We don't know what to do. And it stops there. But it shouldn't stop there. We are powerless, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are on Thee. We need to do that. We need to have our eyes on Jesus. They sought attention to seek the Lord, didn't they? They turned to seek the Lord. That's where we fail. We don't seek the Lord. But He sought the Lord first of all in prayer. He sought the Lord first of all, acknowledging God's sovereignty over the situation. He sought the Lord first of all, acknowledging His promises. He sought the Lord and they and the people. And so this is the test. Are your eyes on Him or not? If you're not seeking Him in the context of prayer, I would say your eyes have been diverted. They need to get back on the Lord. Lord, in light of our inability, in light of our understanding, we're powerless, we don't know what to do, we have our eyes on You. You know, if that's where you're at, you're in a good position, even though things aren't very good around you. Now, we think our trials are bad. This trial is like we're going to get slaughtered trial. This is like we're going to die trial in 15 hours. We're not going to survive this trial. If they actually come and you don't intervene, we're going to die. That's a pretty big trial. And so yet their eyes are on the Lord. And they sought Him in dependent prayer. Lord, we're powerless, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are on Thee. Are you going through a trial? Are you seeking the Lord? Are you seeking Him? Well, notice we don't just seek Him through prayer alone. We seek Him in the context of His Word also. Notice what He says here in verse 15. And He said, listen, all Jerusalem, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat. Notice what happened. Back in verse 13, and all Judah was standing before the Lord and their infants and their wives, their children. Verse 14, then in the midst of the assembly, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, the Levite of the sons of Asaph. And so we have the Spirit of the Lord coming upon, evidently a prophet here. He's going to speak God's word. And he says, verse 15, I read it earlier, and he says, listen, all Jerusalem, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and King Jehoshaphat. Thus says the Lord to you. And when we're seeking the Lord, we need to go to the Word of God and see what the Lord says to us. And notice what he says to them. He says, do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude. It's real, but don't fear, be dismayed. Why? For the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. You see, when we're following the Lord, when we're walking with the Lord, when we're obeying the Lord, the battles we encounter are not ours, they're the Lord's. Now, we may encounter battles because of our sin, and we need to deal with our sin and get right with the Lord and trust Him. He's gracious. He's kind. But when you're obeying the Lord, you're walking with Him, when we encounter enemies, we see here the battle is not ours, but the Lord's. And when we seek the Lord's help in dependent prayer, we also need to seek Him by listening to His word. We need to be quick to hear. Slow to speak, quick to hear, right? Well, how can you know what to do if you're not listening to the word? How can you know what to do? You're seeking the Lord, but how do you know how to respond if you're not listening to His word? Got to hear what He says. And I'm amazed at times how believers go through significant trials, yet seem to not know his very basic promises, or seem to have forgotten them. Significant trials, very significant trials, but seem to have set aside or forgotten the basic promises that God has said in his word would surely apply. So this prophet says, listen, all Jerusalem, Judah, and the house of Jerusalem, and King Jehoshaphat, you too there. Thus says the Lord God to you, do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude. Hey, it's real. Why? Because for the battle is not yours, but God's. And again, when you are trusting in the Lord, everything that comes your way is his responsibility. We got to remember that. You know, as we step forward in obedience to the Lord and serve him together, what comes at us, it's his battle, not ours. We can personalize it so easily because the attacks are so personal. It's the Lord's battle. It comes so personal, right? We live in a social media era where everybody gets canceled when they make a peep, right? You say the wrong thing, supposedly, and you're canceled, whatever it might be, and reviews and this and that, you get attacked on the internet, whatever it might be. The battle's not ours. The battle's the Lord's. Trust the Lord. Got to remember that. Remember what God told Jehoshaphat's dad, Asa, who didn't listen. He had trusted the Lord, and God gave him victory. And then he didn't trust the Lord, and notice what happened. Go back, 2 Chronicles 16:9. The context is basically, hey, you trusted the Lord, and he fought your battles for you. But then you didn't trust him, and notice what happens. He would have taken care of you, but you didn't do it. 16:9, for the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. That means I'm not divided. I'm not going, oh, I'm letting, Lord, I'm seeking you. And notice what he says. You have acted foolishly in this. Indeed, from now on, surely you'll have worse. You didn't trust the Lord, Asa. God was searching to strongly support the one whose heart's completely his. You didn't do it, Asa. But here we see back in our passage, the battle is not ours, but God's. Seek the Lord. The Lord will fight the battle. Don't seek man's help. The only thing we seek in men is for others to seek the Lord with us. Together. Seek the Lord together. And that's the best advice you can come along someone going through difficulty. Hey, I'm going to seek the Lord with you. We're going to seek his help. We're going to seek his wisdom together. We're going to seek for his resolution, for his will in your circumstance. We're going to seek his comfort, the God of all comfort. We're going to do that together. So then, we seek the Lord because the Lord alone will fight our battle. And then notice, God gives those seeking him another command. Verse 16, this is through the prophet. Tomorrow, go down against them. Behold, they will come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them in the end of the valley in front of the wilderness of Jeruel. And then look at this. You need not fight in this battle. Station yourselves. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. Oh, do we need to hear this and need to respond rightly. Oh, Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out and face them, for the Lord is with you. Oh boy, wonderful. You don't need to fight the battle. Don't fear, be dismayed. The battle's not yours, it's God's. Just go out and obey the Lord, as you'll say, and let him fight the battle for you. This is life and death. They could have said, oh, yikes, I'm going to die. No, they're going to see they obeyed. You see, when we enter difficulty while we're following the Lord, it's his battle, not ours. He'll fight it. He'll fight it because he's with us. So go out, as we see, and face it, as we see. And notice he uses this phrase, stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Do not fear, be dismayed. This would have invoked, I believe, a spiritual memory. You might remember Exodus chapter 14 when Moses was talking to the Israelites who were seeing the Egyptians coming after him, and they're at this water place, right? Turn to Exodus 14. It's a no-exit situation. With Israel, they were tested quite a bit. No water, no food, no exit here, right? Exodus chapter 14. And by the way, the movies and stuff about the Exodus are great and they're fun to watch, but they're not accurate. Read the Bible, you get the exact truth of what happened. The exact truth. Exodus 14. Verse 10, and as Pharaoh drew near, the sons of Israel looked, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they became very frightened. So the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, it is because there were no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness. Now, that's not the right response. He says, why have you dealt with us this way, bringing us out of Egypt? Is this not the word we spoke to you in Egypt, saying, leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. Well, that's the wrong response, isn't it? But notice what Moses says. Do not fear, said to the people, do not fear. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you will never see them again forever. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent. Now that's kind of a rebuke upon them, but here we see the principle, stand and see the salvation of the Lord, the very same thing. 17, back in our passage, you need not fight this battle, station yourself, stand and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed, tomorrow go out and face them, for the Lord is with you. Don't fight this battle, the battle's the Lord's. Remember Isaiah 41:10, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about, for I am your God. He says, I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Don't fear. Don't anxiously look about. We are tempted, but God says, don't do that. Yes, we have that initial fear, but turn to seek the Lord. Again, whatever it is, a physical situation, relational situation, whatever it might be, turn to the Lord. Well, what do you do when trials hit? Do you seek the Lord alone, or do you seek to fix the trial? Do you seek to prevent it from happening? Do you seek man's help? Do you seek the Lord alone? Turn to seek the Lord and seek him with those of like mind. Seek him with those who are following the Lord. Seek him who will seek with you. Now, at this point, there's an evidence of their genuinely seeking the Lord. Verse 18, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, verse 18, fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. You know, when you're seeking the Lord and you're hearing his word, it's going to cause you to praise him and worship him. And they did. If you're still in the complaining mode, you're still in the pity party mode, you're not hearing him, you're not seeking him. You're seeking something else right now. You're seeking simply a resolution to your problems. You need to seek him. Seek the Lord. And they worshiped him. And then verse 19, and the Levites from the sons of the Kohathites and the sons of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. Those were those who were dedicated to doing the singing and the worship. They were skilled to do that. We saw that in Nehemiah, didn't we? They were skilled to do that. Stood up to praise the Lord God. How often do we do that when these things come? The right response to the word of God is worship. Humble praise of the Lord. Yes, it's real. They're coming. Yes, it's real. But you don't need to fight the battle. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will perform on your behalf. You know, our God's a good God. And when we follow him, he's going to take care of everything he promises to do. He's going to do it. He's going to do what he says. So they responded in worship. But notice they didn't just do that alone. There's another step. They obeyed the Lord. They obeyed the Lord. Look at verse 20. And they rose early in the morning and went out to the worst of Koah. Hey, they're going right at the people that are going to kill them. But God said to do that, didn't he? We need to obey the word no matter how counterintuitive it might be to our own wisdom in our trial. We need to obey the word of God above our feelings and our fears. We need to obey the word of God above our feelings and our fears. So they responded. This is obedience. They're obeying. And notice, middle of verse 20, and when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood up. This is a good leader, by the way. And said, listen to me, O Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Put your trust in the Lord your God. Put your trust in his prophets and succeed. That's a hifel construct there. It's and be caused to succeed. Put your trust in the Lord. Put your trust in his prophets. What's the word of God? Put your trust in his word. Trust in the Lord. You know, you've got somebody that's good around you if they're saying trust in the Lord and believe his word. People are telling you that in your trials. Trust the Lord. Believe his word. You got some good people around you. Jehoshaphat's a good guy. He's a good leader. Trust in the Lord, trust in His word. That's what we need to do to succeed spiritually according to what He would see success is, which is us responding rightly and glorifying Him, trusting Him, obeying Him. And then notice, we need to step out in obedience. Middle 20, and when they went out, Jehoshaphat said, "Listen to me, O Judah and Jerusalem, trust in the Lord your God, and you'll be established. Put your trust in His prophets and succeed." And they did. We're going to see they did. They stepped out. You see, how blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor sit in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and His word he meditates day and night. You're blessed if you don't listen to the world. You don't go the way of sin. You trust the Lord. You see, we say these verses, but do we really believe them? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Well, except this one. No, all your ways. Trust Him with all your heart. Don't have a divided heart. Trust in Him completely. And you know, when you trust in the Lord completely, you believe His word, the Lord is your trust. Psalm 115:9, O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Jeremiah 17:7, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. Now, you may have some terrible illness, whatever it is. I'm not saying it's wrong to go to the doctor. You go to the doctor, but you trust in the Lord to lead you to where He needs you to be. You don't trust in them. You trust in Him. He is your hope. He is your shield. He is your only hope. And whose trust is the Lord. And notice how they respond to the word. Verse 18, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah's inhabitants fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. We see that. And the Levites call out with a loud voice, right? We see them. And then back after that, it says, trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. But we're going to see also along with that, they respond again in worship. And notice verse 21, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who sang to the Lord, those who praised him in holy attire, and they went out before the army and said, give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness is everlasting. So they're going out, obeying the Lord. Jehoshaphat says, put your trust in the Lord. Put your trust in his prophets and succeed. And so he consulted the people. He put those who sang with holy attire. They went out before the army. They're in the front. That's what we need in our battles, right? People sing and praise the Lord in the front, right? They began singing. He says here, give thanks to the Lord, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Boy, they're about to die, physically standpoint. If they were to succumb to their fears, they'd be shaking in their boots. And they're obeying the Lord, and they're believing in him, and they're trusting in him. And you know when you're trusting in him when you can give thanks to him. I'll tell you that right now. If you're not giving thanks, I don't think you're trusting in him. The Lord brings you around to giving thanks to him because you believe he's going to take care of you. You believe it. You're actually trusting him. The Lord is good. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Name his deeds among his people. We're to seek the Lord and his strength continually. Seek his face continually. Psalm 105. And notice what happens here. And as they went, he went before their eyes, said, give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness everlasting. And notice what the Lord does. Verse 22. And when they what? Began singing and praising. You know, there's so many battles in our lives the Lord would fight for us if we would trust him. We never get to this point of singing and praising. We're sinning and complaining rather than singing and praising, right? We need to trust the Lord. They're singing and praising. The Lord set ambushes against the sons of Aaron, Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, who had come against Judah so that they were rooted. God rooted the enemies when they were praising him. For the sons of Ammon, verse 23, and Moab rose against the sons of Mount Seir, destroying them completely. And when they had finished with the inhabitants of Seir, they helped destroy one another. When Judah came to the lookout of the wilderness, they looked towards the multitude, and behold, there were corpses lying on the ground, and no one had escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and the people came to take the spoil, they found much among them, including goods, garments, valuable things, which they took for themselves. When they began singing and praising the Lord. That's the context of trust and seeking him. when you're trusting the Lord and seeking Him, no matter how bad your trial is, no matter how horrible it is, you're singing and praising, the Lord's going to fight your battles. Remember, He said, the battle's not yours, but the Lord's. You need not fight this battle, but stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes we're not even in the battle. We're actually thinking of the possible battle that might be coming. We're not even at the battle yet. We need to trust the Lord. Some of us might need to do some self-examination. Are we seeing things rightly? Are we seeing things this way? If not, confess, be forgiven. Trust the Lord. Stand before Him and see His salvation. Then notice, you're going to give the Lord all the glory when He wins the battle. Look at verse 26. Then on the fourth day they assembled in the valley of Berakah. That means blessing in Hebrew. For they blessed the Lord there, or praised Him. Therefore they have named that place the valley of Berakah until today. That's the valley of blessing. And every man of Judah and Jerusalem returned with Jehoshaphat at their head, returning to Jerusalem with what? Joy. For the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. The Lord did. And they came to Jerusalem with harps, lyres, trumpets to the house of the Lord. And the dread of God was on all the kingdoms of the lands which they had heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. So the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for God gave him rest on all sides. What do we do when we're blindsided by opposition, blindsided by trials? You just hear it all of a sudden. Something comes upon you. What do? We can learn from this Old Testament example. We can learn. First of all, we need to seek the Lord in the context of prayer and His word. We need to humbly depend upon Him. We're powerless, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are on Thee. We need to listen to the word of God and then respond in worship, believing that He will take care of the circumstance in His way for His glory and for our best. Do we really believe God causes all things to work together for good? Do we really believe that? Well, sometimes we have trouble and we don't believe it in a practical sense. We got to trust Him. We need to respond in worship. Give thanks to the Lord, for His loving kindness is everlasting. And the Lord will fight our battles. And then guess what? He'll get all the glory. You know, whenever you're trying to obey the Lord, you're swimming upstream. It's hard. It's difficult. You're going to have opposition. We're going to have trouble. Ministry is difficult, and it's tempting to pull our eyes off Jesus onto the enemies and the distractors and the difficulties. We need to seek the Lord, listen to His word, obey Him, worship Him, and let Him fight our battles. That's what we need to do here, individually and corporately, trusting Him. And He will get all the glory. He'll get all the glory.
If you've just joined us, you've been listening to Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt. You can hear today's message again by visiting our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. CDs of today's message or other messages are available at our website as well. And as a part of the ministry of Equipping the Saints, all our audio resources are available at no cost to you. Thanks to the Lord's provision through the faithful support of friends of this broadcast. To order your complimentary CD, call us toll-free 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Greg, would you summarize what we've learned over the last three broadcasts in 2 Chronicles?
I'd love to, Dave. Well, what can we learn from this simple Old Testament example? Well, even though the things that are coming upon us are real and cause us to fear, we need to immediately seek the Lord, seek Him in the context of prayer and His word, and then we need to acknowledge the situation in light of His power over that situation and His promises in relationship to that situation. Then we need to acknowledge our absolute inability to handle it and then depend upon Him completely. So, brothers and sisters, seek the Lord. Listen to His word. Do not fear or be dismayed, for the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. And, brother and sister, if you trust Him, He'll bring victory, and you'll be giving thanks to Him, for His loving kindness is everlasting.
As we close today's broadcast, here's an important message from our teacher, Greg Lundstedt.
Hi, this is Greg Lunstead, and it is my great privilege to study and teach the Word of God and to share it with you each day on this radio station. And as you listen, I want to ask you this question. Has equipping the saints been a blessing to you? If so, would you prayerfully consider coming alongside us financially? You see, your financial partnership with us is so appreciated. So on behalf of the team here at Equipping the Saints, we want to praise our Lord and thank you for your prayers and financial support.
Well, thanks, Greg. Now, to partner with us, call us toll-free 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. Or if you prefer to send a gift online, our web address is etsradio.org. Well, we hope you make plans to join us again right here for another edition of Equipping the Saints.